This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hey guys, my name's Jose. I'm out of Wichita, Kansas, and I want to say thank you so much for having a great podcast. I've been a fairly new listener to you guys. I just found you guys a couple weeks ago while I was searching Spotify for the music to the Haunted Mansion, oddly enough. That's kind of the theme I'm going for in my house, and when I did a search, you guys were one of the things that popped up, and so curiosity got the best of me, and I started listening to it. So I've been listening. I love the stories. I love how you guys do your show and format, and I wanted to call in about one of my most recent experiences, and I say most recent because I tend to be the type of person that weird stuff always tends to happen to. I've been told by, and actually on a kind of on a side note, for some reason I could be in random places and psychics always tend to gravitate towards me and walk up to me and introduce themselves to me. I don't know what it is about me, but they seem to pick up on me and just kind of go with it, and it's kind of strange, but it's gotten to a point where it's such a common occurrence that I will definitely be meeting a psychic wherever I go. It's without fail. It just happens. So I've been told multiple times that I'm fairly susceptible. My family on both sides actually tends to be very susceptible, and actually I kind of found out that my grandmother tended to be a practitioner of, I guess, would be the equivalent of Mexican black magic. She was a nasty woman. I'm not ashamed to say that. She had a lot of things, and she did a lot of things in her life that weren't good. But I think at the end, she kind of became a better version of who she originally was. But she was a very cold and just nasty woman growing up, but I've been told that basically I'm the polar opposite of her, so I don't know. I don't know how much weight that carries or what that has anything to do with it, but kind of back to my original story, this past summer was very, very busy for me. I had just started a new career working for a nonprofit, and I picked up a side job just for fun because, you know, I didn't need evenings or weekends off, apparently. So this past summer, my schedule was ridiculously busy. It would consist of waking up at 4:30 in the morning, having some me time at the gym for a little bit, then being at the office by 7:30 to work until around 5 o'clock, maybe have a 30-minute gap between going to my second job and then coming home close to 10 o'clock. So that was kind of my routine over the summer. It was pretty intense, but it just kind of was, I'm still young, I was able to do it, and I was having fun while doing it. So one particular morning, I believe it was around April when this happened, I woke up like normal, and the first thing I would do is I would get up, put on my workout gear, and as soon as I came out of my bedroom, and kind of the layout of my house is that my bedroom is right by the front door. I'm in the master, and the master is kind of on one side of the house, and the rest of the bedrooms are on the other side. So I walk out of my bedroom. I go up to the front door of my house because I have three light switches, one which controls the main kind of hallway light inside the house, one that controls the outside porch light, and then we have a set of lights that kind of turn on in the overhang on the perimeter of the house. So I always turn on the perimeter lights just to kind of light up the house, make it so it's not so dark when I was leaving the house. So I turned on the perimeter lights, and for some reason, I looked through my front door, which is a kind of a frosted glass, and it looked like I had accidentally turned on the porch light, which isn't the light I wanted. So right on the side of the front door, I have kind of a set of sliding glass French doors which lead out to a courtyard. So I kind of looked out those doors to make sure that I turn on the perimeter lights and not the front porch light. So from my that set of sliding glass doors and courtyard, I can see the walkway that leads up to the front of my house, and there's a set of steps that comes up. I can send you guys a picture so you can kind of see how my view is, but so I looked out the side of these doors, and sitting on the steps in front of my house was this white shadowy figure, and it looked like somebody was just kind of hunched over, like after they've been working a long day. You know how people tend to just kind of plop down, whether it be on a bench or just outside on a set of stairs if they're working outdoors, and just kind of slump over, hands resting on their knees, just tired is what it looked like. So it felt like this took a matter of minutes, but it was probably a matter of seconds. I'm looking at it, and I guess the figure at that point starts to stand up. It looks like it's somebody that's about 6'1", 6'2", in height. It looks like a fairly tall person. So as soon as the figure stands up completely, I can tell by the kind of the shape of the body that it looks like it's a man. Had very broad shoulders and just kind of standing there, and it looked side to side, and then kind of turned back and looked in my general direction. And when it did that, it kind of took a few steps and then turned towards my neighbor's house. And at that point, I'm like the second house from the street that leads into our neighborhood. At that point, a car was turning into our neighborhood and was kind of turning onto my street. So at that point, I see the shadowy figure walking in the darkness with just a few lights that are kind of illuminating the perimeter of my house. And so this car is turning, and as soon as the headlights hit the figure, it just vanishes at that point. So I was left with a presence of, like, a feeling that I knew who that person was. The gait that it had and the few steps I saw, it was very reminiscent of the way my grandfather used to walk. And my grandfather had a pretty unique walk. It was a very sort of proud and just strong gait that he had. And most people say I kind of have a similar gait, but it's not to the same effect because I'm significantly shorter than my grandfather was. So I kind of had the feeling that I knew who it was, and for some reason he came into my mind. So I don't know if that was my grandfather who came to visit and was kind of just sitting in front of my steps. Oddly enough, later that week, I happened to run into a lady who claimed to be a psychic, and she told me actually that, kind of validating what I felt, and she told me that I had been visited by my grandfather, and that he was just there to check out, make sure that things were good with me. I had just moved into my new house, so this is kind of the first house that I'm really owner in. So he was just kind of here to check out and just check out the house, see that I'm okay. That's kind of what she told me. And honestly, based on my experience seeing that figure, I got a very positive feeling from it. I didn't feel it was a negative entity. I didn't feel that it was there to hurt me or harm me in any way. It really just felt like it was somebody that was just there that popped in to say hi. So anyways, guys, I feel like I've rambled on for quite some time, but I just wanted to say thank you so much for the show. Hopefully you guys air my story. If you don't, I understand. If I ramble too much, I also understand, but thank you so much for a great show, and you guys have a good one.
If you want more real ghost stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.